Now, verse 21, there are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Now, man comes up with many explanations, many solutions, but God is the only one that can give you the right kind of advice. Now, verse 22, the charm of a man is his kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. That is a strange one, is it not? You see, the charm of a man is his kindness. How many folk do you know like that? They're kind, generous, lovely folk. And now we're back with the poor man, this poor relative, you know, that came for dinner and stayed for a couple of years with you. Well, it's better to have him than to have a liar. Then in verse 23, the fear of Jehovah tendeth to life. And he that hath it shall rest satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. Now this idea that you're to fear God, and that means you're to cringe, and that you are to be in dread all the time, and you're to move like that. Well, may I say that this proverb makes it very clear that real fear of God, it means that now you can rest satisfied. To fear God means that you recognize him, you've looked to him, you've accepted him, you want to follow him. Now you can rest satisfied. That's what real fear of God is, and that is something we need to know. Now, here is one that is humorous, verse 24. A slothful man beareth his hand in the dish and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. And that means a man can be so lazy that he can put his hand down in the dish to eat, and he's too lazy to put the food up to his mouth. My friend, when you get to a place like that, you're lazy. There's no question about that. Judgments are prepared for scorners and stripes for the back of fools. Verse 29, judgment is coming. That is something that is quite obvious. The pleasures of sin are but for a season, but the wages of sin are for eternity.